many times.
Dinakozengata.
People has thought of God. People has thought of God. When they think of God, they see a school teacher with a stick or an army general just shouting all the time and punishing. But the Bible never calls him school teacher or general. It says he's a father. Then Jesus explained in some of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He said, if the child will ask his father for the bread, will he take the rock and say, eat? Or if he says, give me a egg or a piece of fish, will he take a snake and say, here you go? No. Even a father that beats the child, he will not even do that. How much more Heavenly Father that's only good? I want to read another scripture in James. Chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Here James is writing, and even in verse 16, just before that, he says, do not err, my beloved brethren. So there were people that thought bad things comes from God. Then James wrote and he said, do not make a mistake. All the good things comes from God. And God cannot change. Or maybe turn and then the other way looks different. He cannot be good one day and then bad the other. He doesn't call you here with the sweets and then when you come he beats you. All the sides of God is just goodness coming to you. Okay. I want to read another scripture. In James. In Hebrew, sorry, Hebrew. Number 4. Yes. In Hebrews it talks about Jesus Christ, which is the true high priest. In the Old Testament with the Jews, they had a high priest. And if the people want to speak to God, they speak to that one, and he goes to God. But that was just an example of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the man that we speak to. He is at God, talking good for us. Verse 15. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So it says, our high priest, Jesus Christ, the man we go to for help, when we call to God, he listens. And it says, even if we have a pain or a sickness or no money, even he knows what that feels like. Because when he was on earth, he also felt all those things. So he felt sickness and poverty and even hardships. So when we go to him, when we call on Jesus Christ, and we have problems, he has compassion on us. Because he's a good God. And he wants the best for us. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. It says, because God is a good God, and he has compassion on our weaknesses, even if we struggle with something we cannot get right, he understands that. And because we know he wants the best for us, and he only wants to help us, we don't have to fear him. We can come with confidence before God, knowing he wants to help us, and he will. If you go to the shop, you come with confidence saying, ah, I want a Coke. Because you know in the fridge there is a Coke there. But if you go to the hardware store, you might not be confident because you think, will it have Coke or not? We don't have to go to God and think maybe he will help or maybe he will punish. We can go to God with confidence, knowing he does not see the sin, knowing he wants to help, knowing if you go to God, there's just love and compassion. If you have a sickness, we can go to God. He wants to heal us. If we need money, we can go to God. He wants to help us. If we have a problem, we can go to God. He wants to help us with that problem. We never have to fear, maybe God has changed today. Maybe he's angry today. Maybe today he's in a bad mood. No, God is not like that. God is always in a good mood when he sees you. When God sees you praying, He already has a smile. He just wants to help. When you ask, he's ready to say yes. Always. Yes. Amen. Even in Hebrews, just the verse before that, verse 15. It says, because we know this, we can hold to our faith. We don't have to throw the faith away. Because we know this is the truth. God wants to be good to us. God wants to be good to you. Yesterday evening, I was praying for the banana. Three came to me. There was six or seven, but three, they came. They say, pray for me, I'm a thief. They were just looking guilty like this. And I could easily tell them, God is not angry at you being a thief. Maybe you steal because you don't have. Or maybe you steal because you think you have no one to provide for you. We don't have to steal to be provided for. We can ask God. He is our Father. He is the one that wants to provide for us. Even the Bible says, if there is a widow and a mother who has lost all the sons, she does not have to fear that there is no man to provide for her. God is her husband. He will provide for her. When the Bible says repent, it does not say stop sins. It says stop thinking of God as being angry. Start thinking of God as being your Father wanting to provide for you. Being in sin or missing the mark is thinking that God is just angry. Repenting is believing that God wants to be good, even if we make mistakes. In Romans, the Bible says, Abraham was called a righteous man because he believed in God who can justify, who can make righteous the ungodly man, the sinner, when he believes. We are righteous before God when we don't look at our abilities, but we look at His goodness to help us and make us righteous. When we see God as a good God that wants to be good to us, that is our Father, the good one. When people come to you, they say, oh, your Father is that one that just gives and wants to be good. Yes.
Hey.
When we tell others about God, we don't have to be ashamed. We can tell them about the God that is happy to see you.
tulukana kubabulela mulimu ya tabela kakumi bona fela mu mwinezi.
When we find the sinner
alufu mana mwezi
drinking
wanwa
and sinning, we can tell them about the God that is happy to see them, ready to help them, wanting to bless them. Amen.
Amen.
It's when we hear the goodness of God that we want to serve Him. People are sinning because I think God is angry. They are running away from angry God because I think He's angry. If I was standing with a stick at the door, beating everyone that comes in the church, there will be no one here. So why do you think God will be beating everyone that comes to Him? No. When you come to God, He says, come in, I have already made a table with Sima and fish. When we come to God, He has already prepared blessings for us. Happy to see us. And even those sinners, it's the same with them. He's happy to see them. That's why we preach the gospel. We are telling people about the happy God, the good one that's happy to see them, ready to love them, ready to bless them. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the happy God. Amen.